6 weeks ago, actor Katherine Blum was thinking about ways to protest the war when she had what she describes as a lightning bolt moment. Her idea was to coordinate a worldwide reading of the ancient Greek play Lysistrata, a comedy in which women refuse sex with their husbands until the men give up war. Blum came on the show to tell us about the plan and how she hoped it might unfold. And yesterday it did. From Athens to Phnom Penh and Sydney to New York, people stage readings of Lysistrata in 59 countries and every U.S. state. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
On the web, the Lysistrata Project not only listed many hundreds of readings, but you could download more than a dozen versions of Aristophanes' play, including some that might be inappropriate for radio, as well as a 5-minute water cooler version appropriate for the office, a children's version, and assorted translations in many languages. Written in 411 BC, the play takes place after the Peloponnesian War has continued for 20 years, and women have rarely found their men at home. Some readings were as serious as the subject of war. In London, somewhere between 100 and 200 people stood surrounded by the Houses of Parliament, Westminster Abbey, and of course, Big Ben. The actors wore blindfolds, which they tore off and waved, becoming what they called a chorus of disapproval.
In the Third World War, will this destroy not only Poland's cities, but the memory of Troy. Stories that shape the spirit of our race are held in the balance by you in this place.
In New York City, where there are tens of thousands of actors, Darcy Marta led an international group of 35 to 40 acting students, many from the Tisch School of the Arts and the Lee Strasberg Acting School. They danced in sub-freezing weather, gave out apples, and read a version of the comedy that lasted for more than an hour.
At home in celibacy shall I pass my life.
At home in celibacy shall I pass my life.
So that my husband will get as hot as a volcano for me.
So that my husband will get as hot as a volcano for me.
But never willingly shall I surrender to my husband.
If you wanted to stay warm, you could stand in Grand Central Terminal, where Chris Alonso was the narrator in a 6-minute long simplified children's version of the comedy.
In the very old days in ancient Greece, women didn't used to do the same jobs that men did. Women swept and dusted and tidied their houses. They nursed and mothered their babies and did the family cooking too. What about men, though? Oh, men knew nothing else but making war. Always at the ready, weapons in hand, eager to go and conquer some new country.
Meanwhile, uptown in a church on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, a group of homeless women and men read the play before an audience of people in the neighborhood.
We can force our husbands to negotiate peace, ladies, by exercising steadfast self-control by total abstinence.
From what?
Total abstinence from sex. Why are you turning away? Such stricken expressions.
Famous actors also played their part. In New York, Mercedes Ruehl and F. Murray Abraham participated in a reading at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. And in Venice, California, Alfre Woodard and Julie Christie gave this performance.
Ha! We won't go near them.
Total abstinence. I wouldn't be surprised if the war would stop within a week.
Katherine Blum and Sharon Bauer, the two actors who came up with the idea of the Lysistrata Project 6 weeks ago, said they made it really easy to get involved.
We spent about a week designing the website and saying, do a reading, don't do a full production. Do it in your living room. Do it in your community center. It's a simple thing to do. It doesn't take much. At the same time, it's a really fun play. It's saucy. It's very sexy and a little foul sometimes in some of the translations. And I think that gets people a little excited and titillated.
Let's face it, Margot, sex sells.
Yeah.
So does war.
Yeah.
As we can see on CNN, countdown to Iraq, you know.
While they say they maxed out on their credit cards, the server space cost only $75. The posters and buttons were donated. And someone gave a generous donation for the space at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. When asked why Lysistrata, a play that has been called sexist, among other things, the women appear sex-crazed for men, Blum and Bauer say the play is about a group of disenfranchised women who find a new and creative way to be heard. When asked, what about the women all over the world who would be killed or abused if they refused to have sex with their husbands, Bauer responds.
For those women who don't have a voice, for those women who can't say no, it's our job to holler all the louder.
Yeah. And the fact is, we're not advocating the tactics used in the play. We're not advocating bedroom politics. That's what the play is about. The movement is about providing a voice for people who haven't felt like they had one.
It's hard to assess what impact these 1,000 readings have had. But even these 5 readings were totally diverse, from sexy comedy to epic drama, readings by ordinary people and famous actors. Tens of thousands of people all over the world heard a play more than 2,400 years old and had a chance to ponder some eternal themes: war, peace, men, and women. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.